as games go, probably the best one I've been involved in, you know, to be honest with you. It was Nick and Tuck with Adderney there, like, you know, they didn't beat the, you know, the three-time Fermanagh Championship team, but for no reason, like, you know, they're a good, strong, solid team, so they are, like, you know, it was tit for tat there, like, you know, anyone could have won that there, you know, yourself, the way it was going, like, just luckily enough, you know, at the end, just eventually one of the shots went over, so they did, like, but, you know, they're absolutely delighted, like, you know, I suppose, like, from where we were last year as well, you know, relegation, you know, one game away from being relegated to Division 2, turning around more or less the same team the following year to be in two county finals, it speaks volumes for the boys in the squad and the management. Like,
Adderney were kind of hitting a bit of a spurt there before half time. Mm. 3 points up, I suppose.
Missed a goal chance too.
I suppose, yeah, and I suppose you're in there at half time, and in his wildest dreams, you couldn't have thought that the first thing that was going to happen was that you'd come out and hit a goal. Like,
yeah, well, come here, like, I suppose there was a fairly strong breeze there in the first half, like, and you know, we didn't play overly well, yes, but at the same time we were only 3 points down, which, you know, we took a positive from to an extent. Told a couple of home truths in the change rooms, John, to be honest with you. Malachy wasn't happy with how we were performing, and we weren't to a man, we weren't performing. There were some sporadic moments, but, you know, in the second half I thought, you know, we were winning a lot more of the dirty ball than we weren't beforehand. Mm-hmm. In the first half, and thankfully we just got over the line eventually.
Yeah.
So we did.
There was a... So it was the defining score. Like I said, it's always nice to kind of win these things and kick the winner. You're there, you worked a 1-2, you're still 45 metres out at the absolute minimum. Mm-hmm. Like, how confident were you taking it on? Like, it was a bit like a Kevin Cassidy one against Kildare.
I'm kind of, you know, that's one of me things I've always practiced on is my long range shooting, you know, they'd say the boot and all. I kind of had a couple of siders, you know, before that as well, like, you know.
Good markers.
Well, they were a bit off, so they were, like, but I felt confident enough. I just thought once it got into me straight, and luckily enough, I had a second or two to compose myself, and just knew as soon as it hit it off my foot, it was over the bar, like. And thankfully, like, you know, I thought even there at the end, we showed a lot of composure as well, like, you know, Anthony Gunnison didn't fear as well to win a dirty ball in our own box. And, you know, though it's not the points that win the game. I thought it was, like, you know, I thought we won numerous breaking balls 10 minutes before that score went over, like, so I thought we were edging that way, you know, and just thankfully, like, you know, as I said, I was lucky enough to get the winner.
Yeah, centenary year, nice to put something on the table.
Yeah, well, like, we said, like, you know, we got to the championship final, like, it was brilliant getting the finals and all that there, like, getting over the semi-final hoodoo with the championship, like, you know, but, you know, centenary year, it's going to be amazing now having the trophy there for seniors, and we can kind of compete with the women now after winning the championship, like, so we have something to show for ourselves. Yeah.